Brother Joseph, you have some very surprising and unheard ways to prove that the rapture is after the Great Tribulation. And you found the rapture event in some chapters of the Bible where it's difficult to realize it's there. And you told us that one of these chapters is Revelation 14. Now, for me, many times the book of Revelation has been encrypted. Can you please decode Revelation 14?
Yes, you know, if you go online and get a decoder, you know, some antivirus or something.
I don't think it's going to give you the right interpretation.
It's like, it's in Joshua 1:8, it says, you shall meditate my word that God said the day and night. So that's the secret. It's just
Actually, what I noticed that the secret for you to decode the Bible is to just take it as it is. As plain and literal as it is, it's a clear...
Yeah, it's very difficult for religious people to understand the prophecy because they go with the mind of the latest book they bought, where was Mr. So-and-so from America, he said in a book. I was talking to a pastor in a church I went to preach, and he was trying to convince me about some wrong doctrine, and then I gave him some scripture, and instead of taking the scripture, I said you need to wait until the next day because you need to go back home and check a book.
That's sad.
That's ridiculous. That's why the churches are full of false doctrines. So I can take no credit at all, just the Holy Spirit. So praise
Thank
God.
You,
Listen,
Jesus.
Revelation 14.
Yes.
So Revelation 14 is a chapter which is like a resume of the whole book of Revelation. In fact, also chapter 6 is the same. There are two chapters which give a resume of everything, okay?
All right.
Verse 1 to 8, it talks about the 144,000, which are the Christian leaders that will lead the Christianity during the Great Tribulations, okay? And also about the fall of Babylon, the first A scripture.
Okay.
And then verse 9 to 13, it talks about the tribulation, okay? The follows, the mark of the beast, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And then from verse 14 to 16, it talks about the rapture. From verse 17 to 20, it talks about Armageddon. Why don't you read verse at least 14 and 16?
Revelation 14
yeah,
and 16.
And 16.
And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud sat one like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. Verse 16. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped.
Okay, so who's this man here?
Well, the Son of Man, obviously Jesus.
Okay, do you need to read it or you believe me?
I believe it.
Matthew 24:30 says the Son of Man comes for the rapture, correct?
This is the rapture event.
This is the rapture event.
Oh, really?
Yeah, exactly.
I know the Son of Man is Jesus, but the rapture?
Yeah. No, but you'll see. Okay, let's jump to Armageddon here.
To Armageddon?
Yeah, jump to Armageddon.
Okay.
Verses 17. The same chapter, Revelation 14, 17.
And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle.
Keep reading.
18. And another angel came out from the altar which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe.
So you understand, there's a second harvest.
Yes.
So first of the Son of Man with the sickle.
Yes.
Now it's an angel with another sickle here. Okay, keep reading.
Okay, verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
And the angel thrust in his sickle onto the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God.
Of what?
Of the wrath of
wrath
God.
Of God. See the difference here? First it was the Son of Man, now this is the wrath of God.
Yes.
Okay, keep reading, verse 20.
Verse 20. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse bridles, by the space of 1,600 furlongs.
Okay, understand. Outside of the city, now this is Armageddon here. Now you have to go to the book of Zechariah, and you don't need to read it now, but you can study. You can see in Zechariah chapter 12 and 14, where it talks about Armageddon. Okay, mm-hmm. The city is Jerusalem, physical Jerusalem, which is here today. Okay, so Armageddon is a valley which is northern of Israel, is by Mount Carmel over there. So the Antichrist is going to come, he's going to bring his army into the valley of Armageddon, like it says in Revelation chapter 16. All right, so he's going to be there, and then Jesus is going to come for Armageddon, all right, and he's going to defend Jerusalem, like his feet is going to, he's going to place his feet on the Mount of Olives. Zechariah 12 and 14, you can study that. And then from the Mount of Olives, he's going to direct the Battle of Armageddon. So here we have the rapture.
That's the thing. Can you explain in Revelation 14, what is the rapture, why is the rapture, and why is Armageddon also
right
here?
Because here is a harvest in verses 14 and 16, because he's the Son of Man.
Yes.
Okay. It's the same harvest, the same gathering we see the Son of Man doing in Matthew 24, 29 until 31, which
okay
is the rapture.
Yeah, he sat on the cloud. Okay,
this is the first reaping. And then there is a second reaping, verses 17 until 20, always in Revelation 14, which is Armageddon, because you
why
see, this is the wrath of God. See, there is blood running
yes
everywhere. And this time, the grapes, or the, basically our people, are put in the winepress of the wrath of God.
Yes.
The same wrath of God we see in Revelation chapter 15 until 19. Okay, Revelation 15, verse 1 and 2, we see that the seven angels are given seven vials of wrath, which they begin to be poured out in Revelation 16.
Okay.
The seven vials of wrath. Mm-hmm. And the seventh vial, the number seven in Revelation 16, it comprehends the destruction of Babylon, the following
yes
two chapters,
yes,
17 and 18, and then the destruction of the Antichrist in Revelation 19, the next chapter.
Okay.
So from Revelation 15 until 19 is all the wrath of God, seven vials.
Okay, I understand. Yes.
But the rapture precedes Armageddon. In fact, you see in Revelation 15,
yes,
1 and 2, I see in heaven those who got the victory over the mark of the beast, etc., with the harps of God in heaven.
Yes.
Okay, so after they are in heaven, after they got the victory on the mark of the beast, etc., clearly after the tribulation,
yes,
okay, we are in Revelation 15, 1 and 2, that's when the wrath of God begins.
And Armageddon is part of the wrath.
Armageddon begins in chapter 16, is the vials number 7.
It's part of the wrath of God.
Yes, so in Revelation chapter 15 until 19, we see the perfect chronology. Okay, the rapture already happened after the tribulation,
yes,
in Revelation 15, 1 and 2. After that, the seven vials of wrath begin. Okay, all right. And then in Revelation 16, at the seventh vial, it's a battle of Armageddon, destruction of Babylon and the battle of Armageddon. That is Revelation chapter 17, 18, and 19.
Mm-hmm.
So the chronology is perfect in this
chapter.
Okay,
also in Revelation 14, there is first the rapture,
mm-hmm,
the first harvest,
exactly,
and then Armageddon. But what is the Great Tribulation?
The Great Tribulation is before the Son of Man. The Son of Man is verse 14 and 16. And before that, verses 9 to 13 is the tribulation, mark of the beast, etc. Okay, read verse 9.
Okay, Revelation 14:9. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand." Yeah, this is the Great Tribulation.
Okay, that's the Great Tribulation.
Yes,
until
obviously
verse 13.
Okay.
And after the tribulation, verse 14, the Son of Man appears.
All right.
And the earth is ripped. Clear.
Okay.
After the tribulation, Son of Man, Jesus,
comes for the rapture.
Okay, comes for the rapture.
Okay, got
okay
it.
And then you see very clear in verse 17 is another reaping, which clearly is Armageddon.
Yes.
So you see the tribulation, verse 9. Then in verse 14, Jesus comes for the rapture. Verse 17, Armageddon. It's another angel with a second sickle.
That's the perfect chronology.
Okay,
here,
if you read the Revelation 19, that's yes about Armageddon. Read verse 15.
19:15. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God.
You see, it's exactly the same words that is used in Revelation 14. If you go back to Revelation 14.
Yes.
In 19.
And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God.
It's exactly the same.
Yes, it's true.
This is Armageddon, you see?
Yes. So it's the same description in chapter 19 where it talks about Armageddon and these verses in Revelation 14.
Yes, the winepress of
yes,
the wrath
yes
of God. Amen.
So then in chapter 14 we have the tribulation, the rapture, and Armageddon.
Amen.
Very nice. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. You're
yes
welcome. Praise God.